Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, September 15th, 2017. Beckler.
Shauna.
We got a really strange call from a woman who is a flat earther today.
Ew.
We'll get to that a little later. But first, Shauna's been having an issue with a bit of a haunting.
This is kind of creepy. I got a phone call a couple days ago. And when I picked up the phone, all it was somebody laughing hysterically, and then they hit click and hung up.
No number or anything?
Nope. No number. Blocked number. Laughing hysterically. Hung up. It was at night, and it was a little weird.
Yeah, like, that's unsettling.
It's not a good feeling, so I kind of just ignored it. And then yesterday, they phoned again. I answered, immediately hung up.
No hysterical cackle this time?
No hysterical cackle, just a weird, like, pause, and then click. And I think I know what's happening here, Beckler. I'm being haunted by a ghost on the phone.
A phone ghost?
A phone ghost. When you think about it, we always talk about these old-fashioned hauntings, like in-person hauntings and that type of thing. With the day and age of technology we have now, we don't just have in-person hauntings. There's many other opportunities
digital
to be haunted.
Hauntings.
There's phone hauntings.
Well, it's kind of the same thing as like a brand new house being haunted. You just don't hear of it that often, right?
No.
Like what, the builder used haunted insulation?
It might have used haunted. You never know.
Somebody died at the insulation plant.
Ghosts are not stupid. They'll learn how to communicate with us in other ways than just in person.
Well, they tried this. There was that movie like right when cell phones were really taken off, One Missed Call.
Oh.
Remember that? Starring JoJo and her eyebrows? I remember that.
Starring JoJo's eyebrows.
Scariest part of that movie.
Yes. Yep. For sure. But going on from there, I mean, we now have the internet, right? Internet hauntings can be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We could have the FaceTime hauntings. That would probably be the creepiest one.
Well, I told you about that woman that my mom worked with who her dad called on the day of the anniversary of his death.
Right.
Even though his phone number had been disconnected and passed on to something. That's weird, hey?
That is phone haunting.
I
am being haunted by a hysterical
right
laugh ghost of sorts. Yes.
You could have Snapchat hauntings.
Yeah,
you
that would
get like
okay
phantom dick pics.
Yes, that would
weird looking ones too.
Oh yeah, they're not human looking wieners.
Oddly colored and
oh my
shaped.
Dr.
Seuss wieners, really.
That would be terrifying. That would be the worst ever.
You have a new Snapchat.
Ghost wiener. Ghost. Oh, God, not another ghost wiener. No. Boo.
You call it the snappening. M. Night Shyamalan's The Snappening.
The fappening?
No, the snappening.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was reading that Kmart has changed their larger women's clothing sizing. So rather than being termed plus size, they're going to be termed fabulously sized.
Okay.
Which is...
So this is a psychological thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Rather than having to say I'm plus size, you can say I'm fabulous.
I'm fabulous.
I'm fabulous. Fabulously sized.
Does this come in fabulous? It does. I'm sorry, ma'am. You're too fabulous for this store.
What about outrageous? Does it come in outrageously sized?
That's even worse.
They were saying that there were other suggestions for this type of thing, and that's the kind of words they were going for.
Fabulous. Outrageous.
Yeah, like those good words.
Monumental.
The happy words. Yeah.
They don't do this for guys, right?
No.
You just get a bunch of X's, just more X's on your clothes.
It's true.
And, you know, I'm even at a size where I can't shop at a lot of stores. Like, I can't really buy anything from H&M, which is too bad because I really like it there. I'm getting to the point where I'm forced to shop at Cabela's, Bass Pro, Mark's Work Warehouse.
And those shops are great for having bigger sizes for guys.
They
right?
are. And there are guys who are a lot bigger than me.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel for because it must be a struggle finding clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe there needs to be a campaign like this for the larger gentlemen as well.
I think so.
Hey there, big country. Tired of shopping where the clothes are sized for prepubescent girls? We've got you covered. And covering you is a big job.
For the stout, the burly, the stocky, the brawny, the beefy, and the meaty.
Portly.
Yeah.
Robust.
Robust. People describe you like they describe their meat. We've got you covered. Literally. We've got sizes ranging from XL to... Is that for a boat?
So bring your gut locker in and we'll tarp it up with something tailor-made for a big fella.
Cause big... is beautiful.
The BNS Yes in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
We have John on the phone right now. John, you're a big fella.
In terms of the men's fabulous sizes,
yeah.
Where I have an issue, concerts.
Concerts.
Oh, yeah. Band shirts.
Try and find a fat man's t-shirt, well, even in front of the concert at the X92 swag booth.
Yeah, I think like our shirts only go up to XL and it barely fits me. Yeah. If you were any bigger than me, you couldn't wear an X shirt.
Yeah, we should talk. Yeah, we should get in on that.
Maybe you're not going to enough metal shows, John.
No, you know where I saw... You know what band knows their demographic?
What's Rush. That? Rush.
They sell merch in XXX.
You know, honestly, though, we should. And I always think it's like the bands that don't do very well and are starving to death. Those are the ones that have don't go the bigger sizes because they're all tiny, right?
Yeah.
And it's like us radio people.
I was wearing X9210.
Yeah, we can't afford to eat either. So radio sizes only go up. So no,
Rush sizes are big. Yeah, they know who's coming to their shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of those guys, it's the first time out of the basement this year for them. So, maybe rap shows too, because you know, like in hip hop culture, everyone wears their clothes so big.
Yeah,
you wear like a 4XL white T-shirt.
Yeah.
So maybe we're just hanging out at the wrong type of shows.
What size are you?
John.
Are you double, triple? What size?
I'm double, leaning towards a triple.
Okay. We'll have to get you a shirt.
Cabela's, Bass Pro. John, that's the place to do it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Also on the show today on Conspiracy Corner, you were talking about a really wild conspiracy.
Yeah, that the moon is a hologram.
It's not real. Just a projection.
Yes, perhaps is hiding something.
And then we spoke to this lady.
I was listening to what you're saying about the hologram thing and the moon being a hologram. And my husband is a big flat earther, as they call themselves. And he gives me, like to watch all these YouTube videos and stuff about flat earth. And, you know, at first, of course, like, what are you watching? This is ridiculous. But as you watch more and more of it, you kind of wonder how much is made up, you know, that they've been spoon-feeding us over the years. Maybe not the moon being a hologram, but a lot of that stuff makes you kind of start thinking, well, what, like, is, are we really sure what we've been told all these years is real? So I think that's a big part of all the flat earth stuff and all the hologram stuff and all that, is just to kind of make you start questioning what is actually going on. Like, is there something else going on with the earth and all that? And I think that's where what I take from all of that is that, you know, even though, of course, the earth has to be round, of course, we've all been in space and all this stuff, but then you start watching all these videos and you go, but have we?
I think it's always good to question everything. Just because somebody tells you something is a certain way doesn't mean you should necessarily believe it. But
yeah.
I mean, in cases where the evidence is overwhelming, then you know, being a holdout to that is kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like counterproductive. If all of science says the Earth is round, then the conspiracy to keep that from people would have to be enormous and like impossibly enormous, right?
Yeah.
So is your husband earnestly believes this?
Oh yeah, no, and like the stuff that he shows is like a lot of the stuff that they call as evidence as the earth being round is being disproven by things like really excellent cameras that can zoom even further, like things where, oh, it disappears at the vanishing point, and then all of a sudden they develop a camera that can zoom. Is the P90 or whatever that can zoom even further, and it's like, oh, it didn't vanish, it's still right there. So, you know, things like that, makes you scratch your head, that's all.
Interesting.
Has he convinced you? Or would you count yourself among the flat earthers now?
I am convinced that maybe that a lot of this, because all the counter arguments of NASA and people who, of course, believe in the globe earth, have been disproven by these flat earthers. Like, there are a lot of things they've done. They've floated up balloons on their own with cameras that show that no matter how high they're going, it's still a flat horizon. There's a lot of stuff out there that's kind of it's starting to make me think too, you know, even though before I was just calling him a crazy nuthead.
So you're on the way, perhaps, to swaying your opinions based on what the evidence.
And the evidence keeps becoming mounting against the Glover. So then all of a sudden the arguments start to sound ridiculous.
So
it just is. It's not an argument, right?
The biggest question I've always had for people who believe the Earth is flat is, what would be the motivation for us to be lied to? Like, what? How does it affect our lives individually if the Earth was flat or round? Why would they lie about that?
Well, from what I've watched and why I believe, like, because you never know why. What would be a big reason for this? And I think it really just started with the whole space race. You know, like, you're trying to get out to the moon. Well, you had to lie to get out to the moon. Now you have pictures of the Earth because you were out at the moon. Well, how do you turn around and say, oh, by the way, we didn't go out to the moon. These aren't real pictures.
X92.9.
I've been working really, really hard on this.
Yes,
so
you have.
I hope you enjoy it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
This is the Smashing Pumpkins and the Spice Girls.
It's Pumpkin Spice.
Oh my God.
It's Pumpkin Spice.
Okay.
So you think of, like, who Pumpkin Spice products are targeted at.
Yeah.
That was the group that grew up on the Spice Girls.
Yep.
And now we're adding just a little bit of an alternative edge to it. It's Pumpkin Spice. Pumpkins Spice.
Pumpkin Spice Girls. Pumpkin Spice. I get it.
We're not finished yet. Hang on. Right now, thank you very much. I need some time. Hey, you always on the run. Gotta slow it down, baby. Gotta have some. So,
wow.
Big fans of the Pumpkins, they hate us right now.
Yes.
They bastardized
Although, I am a huge Pumpkins fan, I also was a big Spice Girls fan when they were Ootin' and Boot. So, I mean, really, this is for me. This is for me.
We can even go slow jams if you want to.
Oh, yeah. I need some love, I've never needed love before. Why don't you be the greatest day of ever. Oh my God.
It's Pumpkin Spice.
I don't know what to do with this, but
how are we the first people that have done this is what I'm wondering.
Also, spice up your life.
Yes.
How has nobody made Pumpkin Spice Up Your Life yet?
Has nobody done that?
No. No. I'm going to write lyrics to that. That's what we're going to do next week to upset everybody. It's been done?
It's been done.
Oh.
Rule 34 on the internet. If you can think of it, it's been done.
Is it any good, though, is the question. We'll have to look into
this. We'll have to look into this.
I feel like we could do better.
But in the meantime,
we've got
it's Pumpkin Spice. Oh. Right now, thank you very much. I need this is the most important part of our show for the entire week.
It sure is.
It's the Friday morning pizza chat. And I said I don't care. I just run my hands through her dark hair and I pray to God you gotta help him pie away.
Help him pie away. Amazing.
Some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Today on the Friday morning pizza chat, I've noticed an issue lately. I'm going to go as far as to call it an epidemic in the pizza world. Pies that aren't sliced all the way through. The last, I would say, half dozen pizzas that I've ordered, it's like the person didn't really lean into the slicer when they were cutting that.
Now, is this one place in particular or different places?
Multiple places.
Oh, no.
Multiple places.
Okay.
So it cuts through the cheese and the dough, but not through the crust. So you go to break your piece off, and it's you got to re-slice it.
Well, that's just terrible. I wonder why this is, Beckler.
I don't know. You know, I think a lot of pizza places employ younger people.
Right.
Who maybe aren't putting the care and attention into the pizzas that they need to. You need to remember that that's a vocation. That is a labor of love.
Yeah.
And it might not be something that you intend to do forever.
That's not just a part-time job, though.
No.
I mean, it really goes the Pope, like Mother Teresa, and pizza employee.
It's important. It is very important. You think about the guy getting off work after a long week and he's going to order a pizza. He deserves love in that pizza.
Now, is it perhaps that these people just haven't hit the gym enough and they don't quite have the power to really lean
in? I don't
think
so. I think modern pizza slicing technology is at the point where
you don't need a whole
anybody
lot of
can do it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a lack of care and attention.
Oh, God. Well, we need to change this, everyone.
And I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Just a little disappointed. And I thought I would use this platform to address that.
If you work for a pizza place, I hope you know now.
Remember what you're doing. Remember the importance of your job in the greater picture.
Okay. Let the cheese fall down like rain. Let her sing in a favorite booth again. Remember when we were talking about the rich people mail that I now get because I live in the verge of a rich area?
You live on the fringe of a really rich area.
I do. I'm definitely not in the rich area. But anyway, one of the things I got was this flyer for plastic surgery. And I looked into the flyer last night. I was curious as to what exactly is in there. And it was quite fascinating to read. They have plastic surgery for men. And they're starting to advertise for men's plastic surgery in this magazine.
Well, they've always had plastic surgery for men. It's not like,
sorry.
It's not like surgery can't be performed on men.
What I meant is, yes, it's becoming a bigger and bigger thing, apparently. And the headline for this one article about it, and it was almost half of this catalog about men's plastic surgery now. And it said, the number one secret of intelligent men. And it was all the different plastic surgeries that men can get.
So they're playing off the fact that you think you're intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm an intelligent man.
Yeah. You're like, I obviously
I should get my lips plumped.
Obviously.
What were the procedures that they were advertising?
I forget. I know there was all the basic ones like women. Like there was nose and that type of thing.
Yeah.
There was hairline, something around there as well that men might need.
A facelift?
Yeah. And then it was talking about, it went on how it's proven that more attractive men get better jobs. Which is very interesting. So they were using that ploy as well to
again,
try and attract people to.
I hope they didn't spend a lot of money on that study because obviously, yeah, I think better looking people just get treated better in general in life.
Yes, but they were using all these tactics. It's interesting to see the tactics they're using to tell you that you definitely need plastic surgery. Would you ever get plastic surgery?
I don't know. If there was something that I really didn't like about myself, maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't really think of anything that would.
Your salmon eyes? Your eyes that
my
are a little
eyes are too close together.
Is that what you
can you stretch these out a little? Do you guys have the eye stretcher in here? What does that cost me? I need a little more real estate between my eyes, if you don't mind. I got kind of a baboon look going on right now.
Actually, every time you call me, a picture of a baboon pops up, and I die. By the way, everybody, this was a joke that somebody else made, and we've just kept playing off of it.
Yeah.
But your eyes are too close together.
Well, I always knew there was something wrong with my face, and it wasn't until one of our really kind listeners said, your eyes are too close together, that I realized.
So, that you
that's
are.
The end of that mystery. They are too close together.
I need the baboon avoidance surgery. Is that a thing?
Plastic surgery is so taboo, though. You know, I don't think people talk about it if they get it, and
it's becoming less and less taboo. In fact, someone on my Facebook the other day was talking about Botox and asking for advice on it. So that type of medical, you know, enhancement of your face and that type of thing, I think people are coming a little more confident with. And I think as you get older, people openly admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I had a facelift. I'm going to admit it. Another surgery that they were discussing in this article actually was for if your face always looks angry, how you can get that fixed.
Resting bitch face.
That's exactly what I said.
They have a surgery
there
for that?
There is a surgery now for resting bitch face.
What do they do?
I don't...
Just kind of turn everything up just a little?
God, you look like a bitch. Let's just fix this all up.
Okay, well, if they can do that, they can separate my eyes then. The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. And that's the podcast for today.
That's all she wrote.
Nenshi released the city's proposal to the Calgary Flames for the potential arena deal today, and I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about that next week.
Oh, it's only the beginning for that discussion.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
You've been listening to the BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at X92.9. x929.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.